jobs. What? The banana bank is open, and it's your time to shine.
Oh,
money is back.
And 95.3 Gorilla invites you to enter the banana bank and grab as much cash as you can.
Listen weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 for your chance to win massive amounts of money.
Three times a day, you can guess if the price of bananas will go up or down.
If you're right, you win. You can keep the cash or keep on playing.
If you're right three times in a row, we'll hit you with a big banana bank bonus.
Woo! Oh my God.
And a chance to win a life-changing amount of money.
But watch out.
Watch out.
A single wrong answer gets you kicked right out of the bank.
You could win hundreds or even thousands of dollars.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
With 95.3 Gorilla's Banana Bank. Full contest details at 95.3Gorilla.com. Good luck.
Good morning, sunshine.
What? It's Monday already?
Weekend is over.
So what's on Monday?
Back to work.
Monday?
Oh, I can't do Monday.
Too soon.
Better make that money.
Back to work.
Work, 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 work.
I'm all about making that money.
Great. Let's do it.
Showtime. Here we go. The Banana Bank is finally here. Three times a day, every weekday at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30. That's when you get to play for huge, insane amounts of cash money. Set your alarm. Make a reminder on your phone. Do what you need to do. You can also grab the Gorilla app and stream us, by the way, wherever you are, so you never miss a shot at this. Weekdays, 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30. Three chances every day for you to win huge cash on 95.3 Gorilla.
Attention, cash alert, cash alert, cash alert. Break into the banana bank on 95.3 Gorilla.
That just sounds fun, right? What are you doing, breaking into the banana bank?
What are you doing?
Listen to the Gorilla weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 to win huge cash prizes.
Only on 95.3 Gorilla. Mornings with Ryan Gavin.
On 95.3 Gorilla.
So here's an interesting one. Today we're talking about punishments. A new national survey says that a lot of parents these days just kind of don't have like any at all. They might say, don't do that. But like, that's it. That's where it ends. We had punishments when I was a kid. Man, if you stepped out of line, woo, there were punishments. Yes, there were. What were some punishments that you had when you were a kid? I want to know.
We were having problems with my son and my daughter.
Okay, how old are they?
They're 5 and 6 with tearing up toys.
All right.
And we tried taking them away. We had tried standing them in a corner, putting them to bed earlier, and nothing was working.
Yep.
And my 6-year-old son decided to shred a brand new book one day, so we picked out his 2 favorite toys out of his bedroom. Broke them in front of him and then made him pick them up.
I love it.
And we have not had a problem since.
I love it. Yes. That's the display of dominance one. Yes. I'm looking at the whole list right here. Oh, that's hilarious. Bet he's never going to do that again. What are some punishments that you've been using? Because apparently more and more parents in this new nationwide survey just don't use any type of punishment for their kid at all, which is why we have all these feral children running around. Linda's next. Linda, you're on.
I have one. It's actually my brother. Whenever he was little, he used to say bad words.
Yeah.
So my mom started washing his mouth out with soap. Well, he got so used to eating the bar soap, she decided to go to dish soap.
Oh, no.
Didn't think that it was open very much at one time and poured a lot more. So as he's crying, bubbles were foaming out of his mouth. Best story ever.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, at least he could laugh about it now. That's kind of brutal. I don't know. Man, my phone lines are blowing up. Ben is next. Dude, you're up.
My mother used to, with my little brother, when he had been punished for something, she would basically, when he got home from school, he would have to sit on the couch.
Okay.
He could pick one channel on the television, and he could not move from the couch at all until she got home from work. So he'd have to stay in one place.
Oh, no.
He couldn't get up to use the restroom. He couldn't go get a snack. Couldn't get up to change the channel. He just had to stay for the hour and a half that it took from getting home from school and her coming home from work.
Oof, yikes. I hope he picks something good every day. Imagine if he accidentally landed on the Weather Channel and had to watch it repeat every 7 seconds. That would be brutal.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
So the Artemis 2 astronauts flying to the moon right now, they're actually arriving today for that lunar flyby. And they were woken up yesterday to Chapel Roan's Pink Pony Club. There's a tradition at NASA that they play a song to wake the astronauts up, but they only played like a minute of it. They didn't even get to the chorus, and the astronauts got really, really mad when they didn't even play the whole chorus.
We were all eagerly awaiting the chorus.
We'll try again next time. Good morning.
See, that's what you get when you have the science nerds trying to be DJs, okay? Leave it to the professionals, all right, fellas? You can do rendezvous orbit stuff and all the fancy math, but leave the music to us, okay? The crew of Artemis 2 arrives at the moon a little bit later today. Project Hail Mary having another huge weekend at the box office, but the big one was Super Mario Galaxy, making more than $200 million worldwide in its first weekend alone. UConn defeated Illinois over the weekend and go to the championship game.
Butler's three, short, rebound, Vesic. Down to 3 seconds left, the step in, the takeaway, and it's over! UConn! Win.
They're going to play Michigan in the championship. Michigan beat Arizona as well.
And the final seconds.
Oh, Howard Eisley Jr.'s out there. You don't know he's dead.
Ooh. Ooh. And a collision there. And that will do it. It's a Michigan masterpiece.
Yeah, it's going to be a great final this year. And ScarJo went on Colbert. He asked her what her first concert was. What was Scarlett Johansson's first ever concert?
What is your first concert you went to?
My first concert was Cypress Hill. Cypress Hill.
Have you come down yet?
I'm still buzzing from it, man. Yes. I am.
That's awesome. There you go. That's what's up in Showbiz Buzz today. Happy Monday. It's April 6th.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
What's with you?
What do you mean?
You're so quiet. Haven't made me watch The Real World.
You know who this is?
I care about the news.
Since when?
Since now.
Come on, guess. You know who this is?
You look confused.
That's Paul Rudd. Paul's got a big birthday today. He's 57. Paul Rudd is 57 years old. That was a clip from Clueless. Cher watching the news with Josh because she secretly likes him. Zach Braff is 51 today.
I gotta tell you, sitting here watching you play with your food makes you seem much less horrifying.
That Zach is JD. In Scrubs, of course, Zach is 51. On this date back in 1930, Hostess debuted the Twinkie.
This is Twinkie the Kid. Ever wonder how they get that creamy filling into the middle of a Twinkie's cake? Well, these kids have some pretty good ideas.
First, they put down the creamy filling, then they bake the cake all around.
Twinkie the Kid, man, that's a throwback. On this date back in 1954, TV dinners were first put on sale by Swanson and Sons.
Think you know today's food prices? Try and guess the cost of this dinner. 3 pieces of batter-dipped chicken, fried crisp and golden, fluffy whipped potatoes, tender sweet vegetables, and apple cake cobbler for dessert.
Man, I feel like they just barely perfected frozen dinners like, I don't know, a decade ago, maybe. Maybe even more recently than that. Imagine what they were like in the 70s. Yikes. They debuted on this date back in 1954. And today, April 6th, is National Siamese Cat Day. You know what this is from?
We are Siamese, if you please.
Wow, I feel like a sleeper agent or something like that just activated some cell inside of me. Yeah, that's from Lady and the Tramp, right? Remember the two cats that live inside? That's Lady and the Tramp. Whew, man, that's a throwback. There you go. There's your flashback freakout today. Happy Monday. It's April 6th.